My name is Joe Curry, and welcome to Davin's Den Scams the Scammers. Millions of people fall prey to internet scammers every year. Among those are romance scammers who promise relationships and love, but instead take their money, their heart, and sometimes their life. These scammers have contacted Davin, Pip, and myself for the same reasons, but we scam them back. So join us for Davin's Den Scams the Scammers.
What transpired where they're going to that, and it's like the car, what car? Oh, yeah, that, you know?
Well, two things. I'm a handsome man, and this version of fake Davin is very interesting.
And she just figured out what makes this version of fake Davin, what motivates him, so she's going for it.
Gotcha.
I go, is that your way of asking me to eat your pussy? She goes,
I think so.
She goes, if that's how you feel like, then I am asking you to eat my pussy. What the fuck has happened? If that's how you feel like, then I'm asking you to eat my pussy. I go, if you were lucky, maybe I will. She goes, I'm always lucky. What a weird conversation. I'm in bed with another broad. I can't find my pants. She needs money, but we're talking about getting her pussy eaten. This is very weird.
Yeah.
So I go,
ow.
I go, LOL. So your pussy is always getting eaten? She goes, not always. She goes, it's only meant for my man. I go, well, that's cool. I'm sure your man loves doing it.
Well, yeah, and does she say that she has one, or whoever her man happens to be?
I don't know. She goes, yeah, when we were together. I go, yeah, it's hard to eat pussy when you're not together. Unless you're Gene Simmons.
Well, he's got that big pump.
Yes, Joe, thank you for explaining the jokes. I see you've taken the reins over from Pip. We appreciate it.
Thank you. I was getting tired carrying on all that by myself.
It's hard. Joe's a team player.
Thank you, Joe.
She goes, baby. I go, hey. She goes, how did you find your pants? I go, they were outside in the yard.
What the hell did you get out there?
Me.
She goes, well, who put them there? I go, damn good question. Either me or the dog. She laughs. I go, don't laugh at such a mystery. She goes, hard to believe, honey, but I'm going to believe you. I go, she goes, how has been your day so far? I go, don't believe how they got outside. It's been good. Heading to work now. How has your day been?
Hold on just good. 1 second. What? Of all the things that was going on in that conversation, the one thing that she decides not to believe is how the pants got outside. That's what's baffling her.
Well, she knows she likes pussy being eaten.
She got distracted.
That's not a question.
So good. I go, very happy to hear that. She goes, hope you didn't forget the card that I asked you to kindly help me get from the any store around you.
All right, a little levity. Now back to business.
Yeah.
I go, how does an Amazon card pay for a phone? She goes, I'm going to convert it to Bitcoin and use it for the money for data. Okay. I go, who's your phone company? She goes, using a Google Voice number while I'm here in Nigeria. She goes, how about you? I go, I use burner phones.
That's not shady.
No, but I don't want her to know.
Right. No, I know.
She goes, will you help me out on this? I go, I'm just curious, why me? What about your family? She goes, never mind. I'll be fine. I go, it's just a question. She goes, I told you that I lost my parents in a car accident in 2010. I'm the only child of my family.
Did she tell you that?
No, I go, I don't think you told me that.
Yeah, I don't think so.
She goes, thought I did. Then she gets crying emoji. I go, I don't think so. Are you interested in getting a medium to communicate with them? I can do that for you. What have you guys taken out of this?
What I've taken out of this is that it seems that it's weird that you're in bed with a woman, you can't find your pants, and then she's concerned about the card. She doesn't leave because she was concerned about the card. But then all of a sudden, her interest is piqued, and then she starts asking you questions. Like, all right, enough of the card for a minute. I got to find this out. And then she gets right back to business. So it seems that you are piquing her interest, even though she's trying to scam you.
You think she's kind of into me?
In the sense that you know what? It's like I said with the past scammers. See, unfortunately, they deal with lonely people, and they have them, you know, on a thread and stuff like that. And day in and day out, they deal with that people. But you, with all your antics, are interested. We look forward. It's something different in their day. So I think that's why they keep coming back to see where this is going on. I get a funny feeling that after enough of the shenanigans that she's going to want this card. So the key thing here moving on is how much more is she going to put up with? is it going to be either fish or cut bait, or will she be more intrigued and then string it out? It depends if she's an independent operator, if she works for a syndicate, and the, you know, she has to produce. So, yeah, moving forward, it's going to be seeing how this is all interacting with each other.
For more Devin's Den Scans the Scammers, search for Devin's Den on iHeartRadio.